Candleman, written by Glenn Dakin and read by Christian Rodzka.
Chapter 1. The Present. "So this is my birthday treat," Theo said, gazing about him. The teenager surveyed the world gloomily, the fine drizzle already causing his dark hair to droop over his sad grey eyes. "When you said I'd be visiting a special place, surrounded by important people..."
"Just my little joke, young master," interrupted Mr. Nicely, Theo's butler, with a bright smile.
The pair stood in a cemetery. Lopsided gravestones, monuments, and sad stone angels surrounded them.
"There are a lot of important people in graveyards," the butler added.
Theo just looked miserable. His face was now almost as pale as the marble cherubs in front of him. "I had hoped, now that I'm older," he began.
Now, Mr. Nicely wagged a finger. "You know you aren't safe amongst living people," he added, leading the way down a tangled path. "Or at least, they aren't safe amongst you, on account of your condition."
"But I've got my gloves on," Theo protested, glancing down at the thick leather gauntlets he was ordered to wear at all times. He knew his words would be wasted. He was only too aware of the rules that governed his illness.
"Half an hour,"
shouted Mr. Nicely, and twirled his umbrella jauntily. Theo ignored the rain and peered around, his heart racing. He hadn't been out of the house for a year. He hadn't seen another person outside of his household for 365 days. Theo's predictable routine meant he always saw the same three: Mr. Nicely, the butler, Clarice, the maid, and Dr. Emmanuel Saint, his guardian. No one else was allowed to enter his circle of misery, just in case. It would be a thrill just to glimpse another human being.
"We might see someone from a distance," Theo ventured.
"Might is not for you, young master," chuckled Mr. Nicely. "Your life has been planned and regulated to leave might and maybe out of the equation. Ha ha ha! Now, take a quick stroll. Enjoy the company of your betters."
Here the butler nodded down at the leaf-strewn graves.
"And we'll get back home."
Theo strode quickly through the woods. Already his legs were aching from the unaccustomed exercise. But it was a nice ache, not the horrible pain that followed his treatment. He peered through the clumps of thistles and ragged weeds that choked the pathways. Years ago, his guardian had said a cemetery keeper lived here. There'd been some mention of him having a daughter. Maybe Theo would see them.
"I've half a mind to nip home early,"
the butler called out from somewhere behind him. Mr. Nicely had seen enough of this dreary November day already.
"Then I can just squeeze in a nice cup of chamomile tea before the good doctor returns from his meeting."
"Home early? From my one trip out in 365 days?
Theo made an effort to distance himself from the eternal presence of the butler. He ducked under the dark boughs of a knotty old hawthorn and found himself in a little clearing. Suddenly, he saw it. Under the glistening leaves of a thick holly tree, a tiny parcel was perched on top of a gravestone. It was wrapped in black paper with a golden bow tied around it. Tiny beads of rain shone on the bow. He looked closer. Written in silver ink on the black paper was one word: Theo. It was for him, only for him. Somehow he knew not to mention it to his companion. Too surprised to really know what he was doing, he slipped the little packet into his coat pocket. Then he turned round to see Mr. Nicely stroll into view.
"Come on," the butler grinned. "Early home and a spot of chamomile tea for yours truly will be just the ticket. You've been far too unruly already."
To the butler's surprise, Theo made no protest.